shops.
Russell. Yeah, I brought this in because I didn't actually bring it because I didn't want to be able to hear it recorded. My mom wanted to hear it or whatever, so that's what that is. I was trying to mount that to you as a recorder. You're like, what is that?
Is your mom okay?
Yeah. She just was busy. She had something else going on tonight.
We got Madeline coming over to spend the night.
I'm glad that you get their pensions and glad that you quit their jobs and all. But I mean,
that much of a problem. Completely against the time.
Right now,
glad you're here, Mr.
You
Esau.
Know, yeah, if my wife were here, she's not impressed by anybody. You know? It's amazing.
Your wife?
My wife. Wow. She's not impressed by anybody. I'll tell her, well, I got to shake the governor's hand. She'll probably say, she's your wife. She's not impressed by people.
No. And yet, she married you. That says something.
I haven't thought about the ramifications of that. But yes.
Water sweet tea.
Unsweet tea.
My wife is an introvert. She really doesn't like people.
Is that right? I would not.
We're both introverts to a degree.
Yeah. I found that out about my wife after I married her, because before I married her, I thought she was quite extroverted. But when I married her, I found that wasn't really true.
You had probably seen her in the situations where she was very comfortable.
Right. Yeah.
And
that's a good point.
And even myself, I prefer to process internally. When I'm with people a lot, I have to be by myself afterwards.
Is that right? Recover.
Yes.
Yeah.
I actually prefer that.
Interesting.
I love people, but
right.
it's interesting to talk to look at the way that it's described. An introvert is not always somebody that's shy. It's somebody who processes internally. That's where they're the most comfortable. When I'm outgoing, it takes them.
She lived there for years and years, and
so certain situations, social situations that I'm not familiar with, I'm less in church. I'm comfortable in church.
Right.
You know your boundaries, you know your expectations, your mission.
Yeah. Well, I think that emboldens us to realize that we're representatives of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And so that gives us a boldness that we would not want to have.
Yes. So you're holding this book that is eternal truth. You know what I mean? But, yeah, lady got here.
I told him you were scared to go over there.
I realized that we're very similar. You know?
I saw you over here. I was going to make my way.
It's been interesting for me because having been in the ministry, you're aware of expectations on your spouse that may or may not be reasonable because of their personality.
Right. I think a lot of pastors' wives do not choose that. I mean, they're forced into it.
Right. It's just,
you know, we choose it.
Yes.
But they come along.
They chose us.
Yeah.
Right.
I think there's very few pastors' wives that grow up wanting to be a pastor.
Called to the ministry. Yeah. If you want to use that word. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I think you're right. It's been interesting navigating that, finding out where to plug her in. You know, I remember when I first got married. The pastor that I was under looked at her and he said, "He's not just your husband, he's also your pastor." And I went,
"Really?
That's interesting." Because it's not like a relationship with a normal church member.
No.
But you are their pastor.
We're excited. Well, congratulations. Boy and girl.
All right. Game grandbaby. I do agree with you, though. I look at different professions and I like that talk story.
Be not many masters knowing that we should receive the greater condemnation.
One thing about it, it's most of all the people you work.
Yeah, that's true. So great. I wrestled with a call for a while because of that.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like God called me when I was younger, but then when I got to college age, I resisted.
Well, I felt called to pastor when I was 12 years old.
Right.
But not getting married until later in life, I just assumed that the call was in the full-time Christian service, which I entered, you know, at age 24. I've always been an assistant pastor, associate pastor, until Brother Knickerbocker left. And I assumed that that's what God had for me. So it was quite a shock, you know. It was 3 weeks before I came to terms with it. In other words, there's a big difference between being associate pastor and pastor. I mean, the buck stops, you know, senior pastor. And a lot more pressure on the pastor than there is on the associate.
Last time I
seen
him,
he
still looks like this.
But Brother Knickerbocker just, you know, basically said, I want you to take the church.
And
I knew if somebody else took it,
he
probably would be staying around. Because that's what happened in Sarasota. You know, I stayed 2.5 years after New Man came. And that's a critical, whenever a pastor leaves, that's just a critical time. I mean, it's devil. I see a lot of the Southern Baptist churches in our town. When they lose a pastor, they go into a tailspin.
Very vulnerable.
Yeah. Of course, Southern Baptist churches lose their pastors every 2 years. So. Yeah, they just, since I've been there, First Baptist Church in Arcadia, I would say has gone through 10 pastors. And some only last a few months.
How does that work? Do they just call the convention and the convention sends them a candidate? Is that how you know?
No, they choose. In fact, the last one was from Liberty, which I, you know, I'm not a particular Liberty fan, but I'd be more in favor of Liberty than any other Southern Baptist institution. And First Baptist is more conservative. In other words, they deliberately want to stay from Liberty. But you're right, it's just, they will not free the pastor to run the church. That's what I think it is, yeah. And I think even a lot of independents, when we had our church split, the more I analyze, and I'm trying not to analyze it that much, I'm trying to think of what really happened to us. And, you know, what appeared to be the issues, maybe were not the issues. The issues was, are you going to let a pastor run the church? And by running the church, it was, you know, I had a Spanish pastor that was...
Hey, bud, excuse me, can I text you that picture when you get that way?
Can you email it to me? My text?
Yeah, I can do that. I'll have to go.
Thank you. I would be thrilled to get it.
I'll figure it out. Yeah.
We're going to make a big 6x6 foot copy.
I can use my phone now. Do I have your email address?
I'll tell you what.
No, sir, I was too busy trying to make sure we got your picture.
Okay. I never carry cards, but I knew I was coming to this place. So
let's see. Let me see if I
have never carried my card.
What is there, you
say? But I figured, you know, I'll be running for office one day. Pardon me?
You didn't get one for us to Governor
Scott? No.
I'm teasing.
Give me a call when you need something.
Yeah, right. You ever need prayers?
Yeah.
I know. When he was talking about the money that they tried to get for Lady Jones.
I've been wondering about that too. I see people.
Because I've been looking up all the stuff.
And I could be wrong.
Because they regulate all the water.
Yeah. I think the rebellion.
They bought brand new Cummins generators.
They promised more jobs.
They
never
realized. That's one reason why so many
NASA companies
are embracing the emergent church movement. If you listen to their logic,
water management.
You pull everything away, it comes down to pastoral
support. The South Florida water management.
They don't like having to inform what they say to a man-made institution. They don't like having to inform.
Yes, sir.
They want to be free to do it their own way and be told that it's okay.
Thank you very much.
I'm 100% person.
Scripture says, obey them that have the word of God.
Yes.
And a pastor cannot be a novice because that can't go to his head. I mean, he has to be a very humble leader. And, you know, I realize that you've got to lead with people, not over people or try to push people. And it takes, in many cases, it takes, in my case, I don't think it really matters, but in my case, it took some years to get where I could understand that concept. And I'm not an overlord.
I know, but
I do think I need to take a spiritual like leadership. And, in other words, that the pastor chooses what sermon he's going to preach. He doesn't take a poll. I mean, and I think that when it comes to spiritual things, you don't poll on it. If it's spiritual, then the pastor needs to lead and be open with people coming and talking to him and try to get the sense of the church.
Right.
But at the same time, the pastor just needs to lovingly call the shots.
Yeah, you got to know who's loving.
I'm used to that. You know, I grew up that
way. I get every year.
I remember when I was in Sarasota, I was the youth director, which was a mismatch for me because I'm not that good with teenagers. But you know, the pastor, I was being devoted to junior. I was very hurt by that. It was my own pride. I mean, I never questioned it. I mean, that's what he wants us to get. But that's a major issue in some churches when the pastor shuffles people around. I mean, when you go to pastor in, and you're giving him the freedom to run the church, it is the Holy Spirit direction. You've got to be able to trust him. I mean, it's just either he's in or he's not. If he's in, then that's spiritual authority. I think you brought him the idea to heal him as only you talk to your father. An elder, a pastor, as a father. So.
Yeah, a lot of people don't understand.
I'm optimistic.
They don't understand.
I'm optimistic that he will
the function.
But if he does it,
then you have a leader.
I'm excited
that
about
leadership
the stuff that he showed us.
Yeah, the church. Yeah.
With the right hand, the Lord is
going to be nice.
Right.
The Lord is nice.
Right.
He doesn't have offices.
There's still a lot of good people in Southern Baptist Church, but they lack that spiritual leadership that church needs to really do something.
And there are some that for all intents and purposes run like an independent Baptist church.
Oh, yeah.
So you have a lot of
the King James Version.
Right.
They preach the same things we do.
Oh, okay.
But they still
not
the missions.
Yeah, see, I got all the more.
And they have
a
different philosophy.
Except for the
we have in Sota County, I fell out with the Bible College.
says,
which was an independent Baptist college in Springfield, Missouri, and it's a Southern Baptist church.
He said, unless you do something,
you're not going to
stop before you break down.
He's growing. I praise God. What's happening is,
well, I told him, I said,
the Southern Baptist church is going to have trouble.
Because this weekend, I said, I'm going to.
A lot of people are leaving them and going over to his church. And of course, as an independent Baptist, he has more of a sense of leadership. And I think that God is using him to help these Southern Baptists get some things straightened out.
So he's still fine.
What was the name of the school you went to?
Baptist
Bible
College.
I'm still going to do that, yes.
At the time I went to, it was the largest Bible college probably in the world, at least in the United States. Jerry Falwell went there. A lot of independent Baptist churches. I mean, the Baptist Bible Fellowship. I think to this day is the largest independent Baptist church.
Baptist Bible Fellowship. And that group is affiliated.
One of those foreigners.
Baptist Bible College. The college. Now, since they've gotten more liberal, I don't really have anything to do with them anymore. But, they've accepted other colleges under their umbrella. Heartland Baptist Bible College in Oklahoma City is the more conservative.
One of the things I started looking at after talking to him about it.
When the Baptist Bible Fellowship lost their seat.
Heartland
is conservative, yeah.
If you bring in,
yeah, if they weren't so far away, I'd be more supportive of them.
To watch them fall, teenagers, you leave the door open for
some. I think one of our missionaries, Brent Halstead, I think that's where his kids are.
Yeah, I think it's probably the best school.
He said, what, teenagers? Every teenagers need to have an adult. He said, well, the little ones, every five need to have an adult.
He's taking distance learning, but hopefully in another year he'll actually show up there on campus.
He said, all right. That's another thing he said. He said,
I took a couple girls to Pensacola this summer.
Or at the back.
I don't know whether that's going to pan out or not. I want to stay closer to home. Kind of shocked at him. Took us 8 hours to get there.
We had the fun.
Some kids need to cut the apron strings.
Yeah.
Quite a while back.
But some don't. God knows that.
Thank you, Mr. Long. Was that the sheriff of Hardy County?
Yes. They were next.